You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Hi, Nitsa, and thank you for taking the time for this interview. My name is Yossi. I'm a family physician by my clinical practice. I'm still practicing, still, you know, telling patients to open their mouth and take a deep breath. But most of my time during the last 15 years, I was in the interface between technology and medicine. I was privileged to lead the digitalization of the Israeli healthcare system starting 15 years ago from, you know, a pen and paper-based system to a fully digitalized one on all levels, medical teams, hospitals, ambulatory clinics, and most importantly, the patient. The system that we've built in Israel enables patients to have full access to their personal health records, including their medications, hospitalizations, hypersensitivities, their last ECG, imaging, and not only to have access to their data, but every item in the system is accompanied by knowledge that is specifically tailored to the specific patient based on his data, and furthermore, enabling the patient to act upon this data, from booking his clinics to ordering his chronic prescription to having a telemedicine session with his physician. This system, which is considered a benchmark, a worldwide benchmark for nationwide digital health platforms deployments, is used today by millions of patients for tens of millions of interactions on a monthly basis, and has created a significant change in how healthcare is perceived, delivered in Israel, from quality of care, quality of service, transparency, accessibility, and cost-effectiveness perspective.
We're talking to Dr. Yossi Bahagon, and you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Dr. Yossi Bahagon, in Australia, we're also having a digital system, but I don't think it's that advanced. And the public was concerned about privacy, about insurance companies demanding to see your records to insure you. How do you overcome these kind of obstacles?
So this is a very good question, and unfortunately, the answer is not that simple. And maybe to give a wider perspective, I will refer furthermore to what we are doing here in Australia, and then I will go back to answering your question, because the things are related to each other. Following my corporate governmental role, I moved into the more entrepreneurial world. It was the very early days of digital health worldwide. I was part of the founding team of several successful digital health startups, and then following the acquisition of my first company, together with other two partners, we've established a fund named Cure, which is Israel's first digital health focus fund, which invests in digital health startups in Israel and globally. We actually recently invested in an Australian-based digital health company that the core company lives here in Australia, and the R&D team are operating in Israel. And to your question, in order for digital health platforms to really be deployed and used by the public and by the physicians and by the health systems, there are several components that are a must-have, starting from trust, meaning the public and the systems and the medical teams need to know that this is a bulletproof system from a security perspective, from a privacy perspective, from a professionalism perspective, because there are many questions around how can healthcare be delivered using digital health platforms. Unlike in many other industries where digital platforms are a plug and play, in healthcare, it's never a plug and play. Healthcare is very cultural. It's very dependent on the specific workflows in each country, on how reimbursement works in each country. So it needs, the principle needs to be implemented on a country and sometimes on a region basis. Maybe I would tell about the experience that we had in Israel in the division, in the digital health division of Clalit Health Services, where we started the digital health journey of Israel. We had four departments that rolled out the digital health vision. Three dealt with various product and technology and user experience aspects, and one department was dedicated to change management, meaning not dealing with all the technology aspects, but more with the emotional binding of the physician physician and the patient that at the end determine whether a system succeeded or not. So this team went physician by physician, hospital by hospital, met with the teams and heard about their needs and about the gaps that they experienced. And based on this trust build, both interpersonal and professional, this was mandatory for the success and the rollout of the solutions that we deployed later on.
We are talking to Dr. Yossi Bahagon, and you are listening to SBS Radio Broadcasting Around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Dr. Bahagon, you were the driving force behind building this digitalization of the health services in Israel, of Clalit. 4.5 million people are participating in it, and it seems that it's extremely successful. What is the future now when it comes to healthcare in a digital way?
For the time being, you know, many times we are asked, okay, is digital health solutions going to replace doctors? And my definite answer is no. Yes, it will influence how healthcare is delivered and perceived. But today and for the foreseen future, people, human beings, need a combination of high tech and high touch. If you would say to a young father or mother that their child, which is age 2 years, wakes up with fever and pain, and you will say to them, okay, log in into this system, put in your symptoms, and then the system will tell you everything is okay, it's only viral, you can go back to sleep. The average parent wouldn't be relaxed or relieved by a computer saying to him everything is fine. Even if the computer, if you will check it, is more accurate than a human, because still we need as human beings the warmth and the word of a human. That being said, there are many aspects where healthcare could be much more precise, much more cost effective, much more patient and user friendly using digital tools.
I understand there are lots of applications that assist patients. We're talking about digital health platforms. They are enhanced with different applications, like people that has heart problems or high sugar in their blood. They can monitor it now much better than before.
So you're right, and this is what you just described is part of a trend that we called participatory health. Participatory health stands for how do you make the patient become a true partner in managing his or her own healthcare. Many times when I present, people expect to get that I will start the presentation with talking about cool applications and technologies and telemedicine, and I get to it during the presentation. But I always start from telling that digital health is not about technology. It's first and foremost about the human experience. The technology is the tool, is the aim, how to create better human experience, better and more accurate diagnostic systems and chronic disease management systems. But at the end, it's about the human. It's about putting the patient in the driver's seat, or patient centricity, in other words.
Well, I think when you talk about patients today, it's not like in the olden days, the doctors were God. You went to the doctor to ask his opinion. Today, all my friends, before they go to the doctor, they Google the symptoms, and when they go to the doctor, they think they know better than the doctor what they have.
So you are absolutely right. So what you are describing is what we call healthcare consumerism, and this is part of the change that healthcare is going through. In my view, and in our experience in Israel, the empowered patient, the educated patient, the patient that has a voice can influence how the disease is his disease or her disease is managed, and is a critical and have a critical role in achieving better outcomes. This is part of the digital health revolution.
Dr. Yossi Bahagon, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.